Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of joining the hair, extending the hair, tattooing the body and filing the teeth. This limbs of the body are a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his eyes, has given us his ears, has given us these hands. The different faculties, the different parts of the body, every one of them is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only when a person has lost this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has lost one ni'mat of Allah, for example the thumb of his, now he loses, then a person will realize how difficult it is to even open one button. Try and open a button without using your thumb. See how difficult it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different ni'mats, and how we use these ni'mats also very, very important. Person may think that I can use it anyhow, there is no problem. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak mentions, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. On that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal this tongue up, finish. This tongue had its turn to speak, this tongue had its say. Now what will happen? وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, the hands will start speaking. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, now the feet will start witnessing. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, what these things have earned, what they have done as far as pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where have they gone and what they have done to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate is that person whose feet on the day of Qiyamah, they give witness that, oh Allah, he continuously went to the masjid for your sake. Continuously, daily this feet was moving to the masjid. Daily this feet was going to help people. His hands was helping people. His hands were being used in the right cause to empower people, to help the poor, to empower and assist those that were needy, to the widows and the orphans, whoever it may be. But how fortunate will be that hands that will witness or give that type of witness on the day of Qiyamah, and how unfortunate it will be with that person whose feet now will witness against him. One ayat of the Quran, Allah explains that this witnessing on the day of Qiyamah is not an ordinary witnessing. Imagine a person's skin will witness against him. Now when a person's skin covers nearly every part of the body, which part of the body is not covered with skin? Skin now will start witnessing also against this person. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. A person will address his own skin and tell his skin that, why are you witnessing against me? قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. His skin will reply now and say that Allah that has caused everything to speak, that Allah that has given everything the ability to speak, that Allah is causing me to speak also. The skin will say that Allah is causing me to speak. وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That Allah is so great, he created you the first time. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرُجَعُونَ. And to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our return, is your return. Even that skin now will be given iman and yakin bayan on that day to a person. Person will be shocked that his own skin is speaking out against him. Why a person thought, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَيَّ شَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Person thought that Allah Pak can't see me. Allah Pak doesn't know what's happening. It's dark, the curtains are closed, nobody can see me. This deal I'll do, this fraudulent deal, I'll do this person down, I'll do that person, nobody can see me. It's a quiet deal, quiet transaction. Or I'm overseas, I'm in a foreign country. All these thoughts went through his mind. And he thought that Allah was not seeing, but he didn't realize that that day will come where even his own skin now will testify against him. Anyway, so what we are doing now is that the haq and the right of these limbs that Allah Pak had given us, what we can do with them, what we can't do with them, what is permissible, what is impermissible. To that extent also, Shariat has taught us. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la'ana al-wasilata wal-mustawsila, wal-washimata wal-mustawshima, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the woman who joins hair, the woman who requests another to join her hair. So the one who joins her hair herself, in other words, she does these extensions, yesterday we explained, would human hair or would hair of animals that are napak, haram, for example, a pig, a dog, etc. She uses that type of extensions, that type of wig, that type of hair. Now for that is a problem. The woman who joins her hair, extends her hair with this type of hair, that is, and a woman who requests another to join her hair, so she, the one who she requests to do that job for her, the woman who tattoos the body, and the woman who requests for her body to be tattooed. Yeah, the hadith is using woman, but this also applies for men. Why it is using woman? Because normally men don't do these type of extensions. In a normal situation in a normal world. Obviously now we're living in an abnormal world where men also want to start looking like women and imitating women. We did that hadith also before. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala la'ana Allahu al-washimata wal-mustawshima والواشمات والمستوشمات والمتنمصات والمتفلجات الحسن المغيرات خلق الله فقالت له امرأة في ذلك فقال وما لي اللعن وما لي لا ألعن من لعنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في كتاب الله قال الله تعالى وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. This previous hadith we've said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed a woman who did these things. So then to understand the previous hadith, now we'll understand this hadith. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Allah Pak curses. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is saying that Allah Pak curses the woman who tattoos the body, the woman who requests for their bodies to be tattooed, the woman who plucked from their eyebrows, and the woman who filed their teeth for beauty. I'll give a little bit more explanation to this. That is changing the creation of Allah. A woman objected to it. One woman, she objected. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Allah Pak curses. So now as he was saying this, one woman had objected to what he was saying. So he said, why should I not curse the one whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed? The previous hadith we said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cursed. So here, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, why should I not curse that one who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed? When it is stated in the Quran, Allah says, hold fast to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you and refrain from what he prevents you. This hadith teaches us that the thinning and the fashioning of the eyebrows is not permissible. Where the eyebrows is abnormally long, in other words, it's not normal, abnormally long it has grown. Now for a person just to trim that hair that is abnormally long, that is permissible. What this hadith is speaking about, where a person fashions the eyebrows, that is not permissible at all, to thin the eyebrows and to fashion it. Not that it's growing abnormally long, but just for fashion a person is doing this. However, if the hair grows in the area of the beard or moustache of a woman and it resembles that of a man, then it is permissible for a woman to remove such hair. This hadith also teaches us that women are not permitted to file their teeth in order to create gaps between them. Al-mutafallijat, to file the teeth. Why this would happen? The older ladies amongst the Arabs used to create such gaps between the teeth. They used to file the teeth to create such gaps so that they would look young. However, if the changes are done, if any of these things are done where there's some medical reason to do it, there's some medical reason for a person to remove the eyebrows, to cut, to shave a part of the eyebrows, or to file the teeth, whatever, there's some medical reason to do it, then it is permissible. The phrase changing the creation of Allah Ta'ala provides the reason for these various categories of women being cursed. By changing their physical features, they indicate that they are not pleased with the manner in which Allah Ta'ala has created them. How Allah Pak has created us, we are happy with that. Why do we need to change? This was Allah Pak's artwork. This was Allah Pak's decision for us. We are happy with Allah Pak, what you have chosen for us. We are happy with. We don't want to try and change it. We don't want to try and make anything different. Based on this, ulama have mentioned that every such physical change to the body, just for beautification purposes, the only reason why it is done, any physical change to the body for beautification purposes, such as plastic surgery, breast enlargements, liposuctions, etc., is not permissible. If it's only done, person is doing all these changes only for beautification purposes, this is not allowed in Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of valuing this body of ours, taking care of this body of ours in all respects, and ensuring that whatever we use this body for is things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is not being used in any way that displeases them. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.